Hi folks, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike, here with the preview of the treasures you'll find at www.trackingboard.com for this May 2016. So, what have I been up to? Well, I've been thinking a lot about superhero movies. Probably because Judi Dench was over at the Casa fondling my Infinity Stones. She didn't fondle my penis, which goes by the handle Titan AE. Admittedly, I did throw through a whole phase of calling it the Rocketeer, but enough about my stringfellow hawk. Now, many of you probably heard that Geoff Johns, the content officer of DC Comics, will now co-run the newly created DC Films. This is in the wake of the lackluster critical reception and box office underperformance of Batman v Superman, Dawn of Reindeer Games. Kidding aside, Affleck's Batman was the highlight of v Superman, which is why he's been made a producer on the Justice League. Also, I loved seeing Jeremy Irons as Alfred, because Simon Gruber gotta eat. Anyway, I have in my hand here a leaked document, which I've not read, which supposedly details John's strategy for improving the DC cinematic universe. Let me open it up. Wow, there's only two lines here. Make the films not suck. There's also here, don't make Superman such a dick. Yeah, he was a dick. I was reading for Doomsday. To be fair, Doomsday makes me hard. In other news, Christopher Nolan's now shooting Dunkirk, which coincidentally is my stripper name. I don't get a lot of tips. That is until I bust out Titan AE. Kick up the creed. Can you take me higher to a place where Aristarch can see? Kill Bran, he's a little shit. And hold the door for me. Whatever. The only thing good about Creed is not being Nickelback. And that's it. Okay, let's get to the spec and pitch sales of May 2016. First up, we've got Victim 321 by Michael McGrail. Logline tells the story of a jaded Chicago homicide detective who wakes up in the body of an ex-con 3 days before his murder. He has 72 hours to unravel the conspiracy behind the victim's death, or he'll meet his own demise. You know, I asked Beyonce if I could be placed inside her body, but then Jay-Z beat me like Solange beat him. So I guess what goes around comes around. At least that's what they say at my weekly orgy. We don't go in for all that fancy schmancy Eyes Wide Shut stuff, though. Though we do have those little cocktail weenies. Not Titan AE, of course. He's the Don Bluth in the room. An American Tale? He's somewhere out there. The project's set up with Diego Velasco at Millennium Films. Their eyes are ripped by CAA and is managed by Chris Cook. Next up we have a pitch. Judgment Day by Matthias Caruso. The logline's under wraps, but it's described as an action film about the end of days. You mean like end of days? Seriously, though, there are signs the end is near. One, the cobbler. Two, bronies. Seriously, what the fuck? Three, the continued existence of Nickelback. All we need now is for the McRib to go away and never return. And my friends, we are screwed. Somewhere, Emilio Estevez is sad this is not a Judgment Night prequel. The pitch was bought by Warners. Guy Ritchie and Lionel Wigram are set to produce. Execs are Jeff Ludwig, John Gonda, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this correctly, Nija Kayakendal? Maybe? Matthias Caruso made the 2015 blacklist for his script Carnival, which also won the 2014 Page Screenwriting Contest. He's also the writer of the upcoming virus thriller Mayhem, which was helmed by Joe Lynch, director of 2014's Everly. Writer's rep by CAA and is managed by Untitled Management. Lastly, we've got another pitch. Untitled Laurie Evans Thriller by Laurie Evans. Logline centers on a couple who rents out their home to a woman who soon begins to invade their lives. Now, I told you not to trust Mary Poppins, but did you listen? Of course you didn't. A spoonful of sugar? How about a toot and a snort? Remember, this is a woman who ignored all suffragette activity to look after some brats who wanted to feed pigeons. An activity she strongly encouraged, mind you. When that bitch left, Zelda Rubinstein turned up and was like, "This house is clean." Anyway, the pitch sold to Sony Pictures, where it will be produced by Akiva Goldsman's Weed Road Pictures. I didn't make that name up. Last year, Evans made waves throughout Hollywood with her horror thriller spec, Bed Rest, about a pregnant woman confined to a bed in a house that may be haunted. It sold to MGM. The ride is rep by ICM and is managed by Kaplan Perrone Entertainment. Until next time, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike reminding you that if you're approached by a man with freakishly small hands and what looks like an orange merkin on his head, he'll probably tell you how he'd do his daughter if they were not related. No, I'm talking about Trump, though I could see Sun Yi retweeting this. Now, ladies, you might want to wring out your panties after this. Here are the jazz stylings of your love god, Senor Jeff Goldblum. Ooh, I think I just found the lost world. Harsh!
Yeah, you do? Pass it back to that fellow there. There he goes.
Now, I don't even know what they're playing, but I'm going to play along. I play piano. I play this jazz music that drives all the kids crazy. And then I want to really see who's out here. At some point, I'm going to figure out who's out here. I think I know this. Is that B-flat? I think that's Grease Patrol. Really? I got it? I like this. I like this guy. A one, a two.
Hello?
Go, James King. James King.